We're 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And by now, you've probably heard the term cord cutters.
Oh, yeah. I'm one.
Brooke, you taught me what this means.
Yeah.
Those are the people who've had enough paying for expensive cable packages, and instead they've decided they're going to go it on their own with a steady diet of Netflix and Disney Plus and subscription services only.
Which I'm pretty sure if I did the math is costing me more than what the cable originally did. But at the time, I felt like I was really empowered.
Yeah.
Because technically, if you just do internet
my poor husband is outside every football day, like trying to move the HD antenna to try to get the best reception.
That's the whole thing. Like, canceling your cable is all fine and dandy, but what about when it comes time for football season?
We're covered, man.
Oh, man.
We got that antenna. Then we also got Sling that we pay for. And then with Sling, you can record. We're good.
So you're, like, basically paying more than all the other things.
Again, I haven't done the math, Jeffrey, but I feel like I'm getting a deal.
Well, for most people, they're wondering, how are you supposed to watch the games without cable?
Yeah.
You're going to legally stream them off some shady Russian website that hacks your computer as you watch?
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
Well, I still have cable because I'm an idiot, but that's what my family does.
Right. Well, Miller Lite has come to the rescue here because they just started a bizarre, convoluted marketing stunt to help people out. And they're giving customers the opportunity to win something called a Cantenna.
Okay, this is the HD antenna that we use. Is that what you're saying?
No. This is different. They're selling large cans of Miller Lite with a digital antenna built in.
So you can
put it on top of your TV and plug it in and get networks like CBS, Fox, and NBC to watch whatever game you want to.
That is funny.
Okay, you could already do that, you know. Like, that's what the HD antenna is, but it wasn't a can of beer. This one has actual beer inside.
It has real beer that you can drink while you stream the game.
So not only does it improve your reception on your television, but also your classiness.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It makes you much classier. Absolutely.
And it improves your mood as you drink
it. There we go.
If you want a Cantenna, you can go to Miller Lite's website and enter your information for a chance to win one. It's going on until October 12th.
Okay. I'll get in on it.
Yeah, tell your husband.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to stand outside and do all that work adjusting your digital antenna. Anyway.
I'll let him know.
Let's get to the shock collar question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock collar last. Oh, man. I got Jeff Sockblock Dubow.
What does that even mean?
I think he socks blocks Alexis a lot when she tries
to sell the socks, right?
You're a sock blocker.
You're better than that, Alexis. Come on. All right, I'm putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
The keyboard you see today on your computer is basically the same layout since the 1970s. But did you know in the 1960s there was one key on the typewriter keyboards called the Interrobang?
It was a key that
got a decent amount of use and was even found in the dictionaries at the time, and it was used in newspapers and magazine articles, but it only lasted a few years before it was eventually phased out. What was on the Interrobang key?
Oh my god, that sounds like something that Jose did last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Or this morning before I came to work.
Oh, god. The Interrobang key.
Oh my god, it was hard for me to get over it. So what if it is... What's the accent above, like, an E, like on Beyonce?
Tilde.
Is that what it's called? Is that
really what it's called?
That's over the, over the E on Beyonce.
I think it's just called an accent.
Is it an accent?
I have one over my E in Jose. What the heck is it called?
I don't know. That'd be a bad answer if we don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Okay.
But hold on. It's called Interrobang. Intero, meaning inter, meaning in between something. So maybe it's some type of hyphen, but we still have a hyphen.
Or like a page break, you mean?
Maybe, yeah. Something that separates something.
What
Interrobang. One thing that I like to bang is my spacebar key. And that comes in between words.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the space bar?
Oh, wait.
It could have been the original space
bar. Okay, so originally, weren't you supposed to put a double space after a period, and then the grammar people came around and they said, no double space, stop that double space stuff.
I love that answer.
And they got rid of it in the 70s, and that's when we all stopped using a double space, which I was taught by my English teacher to still double space, but I think that's because they were really old.
Yeah. Let's get the question one more time.
The interrobang key on a typewriter was semi-popular in the 1960s. It was a key that got a decent amount of use and was even found in the dictionary and used in newspapers and magazines, but it only lasted a few years before it was eventually phased out. What was on the interrobang key?
And I like the double space thing because he says, like, in newspapers and magazines, like, established publications would have wanted to do it grammatically correct with the double space after a period.
Yeah. I have another idea.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so at the end of magazine articles, they put a circle to tell you, hey, stop here. Don't keep reading. The next page has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
Bang.
Bang.
Uh-huh. Bang. End of article.
I like the space bar one.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're coming up with some good ideas here, but the one that sticks out the most to me is interrobang would be a double space after a period.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Ooh, final.
Square, bang, no
bang,
more.
Bang, double space, boom!
Let's see.
Back in the 1960s, you could find an interrobang key on various typewriters, and it was so widely used that it made its way onto early stage computer keyboards and even into the pages of major publications. If you break down the word interrobang, the first part of the word is intero, meaning between.
Oh, that's what I said!
Bang, as in loud. So with that knowledge, you may have guessed that the interrobang was a key that is a combination of an exclamation point on top of a question mark.
Oh!
What?
It would be
on
used,
top?
It would question be used mark? At the end of rhetorical sentences, like, you call that a shot caller question answer?
Yeah, or like, what?
Bang.
Wait,
so
bang!
So the exclamation point was above the question mark?
It's on top of each other.
Well, we didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear me sing You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman. All right.
Aww. Please do the voice.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good at the voice.
He is.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what you old pal said. Yes, you got a friend in me.
Oh, Randy.
Oh, my God. Shocked Randy Newman.
Young
Jose.
Randy.
Oh,
Randy.
Oh,
love him.
God.
Randy, still be our friend.
I hope I didn't offend anybody with that, but that's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.